Alright everybody, welcome back to another bonus edition of the Good Bit Podcast. Thank you very much for tuning in this week. I'm enjoying putting out a couple of extra wee clips on the socials and on the podcast feeds as bonus editions of the podcast, just as a wee thank you. Instead of just cutting these clips and deleting them forever, you might as well have a listen and see if you enjoy them. That's my thing, because I'm such a big podcast guy anyway, personally. So I'm always like, you know, there's bits of people's YouTube videos or, you know, podcasts or whatever that, you know, some one person might not find as exciting as someone else, but I always like the kind of smaller clips, the sort of hidden, more, you know, unique stories and stuff that you hear on the podcast. So instead of cutting them all together, I'm putting them out as bonus editions here on the Good Bit Podcast. This week is a clip taken from the episode where we chatted about, or some of the episode we chatted about, the Iron Claw. Another couple of conversations taken from this particular recording session was when we chatted about Poor Things and Saltburn. So if you want to hear those full episodes, go check them out in the archives. But this was a wee sort of clip that didn't really fit into either of those episodes, chatting about our return to Cineworld as Unlimited members. Myself and Iona, we chatted about this recently, but also I chatted with Ian and Amanda about it. Ewan was there as well, chatting about the kind of the glory days of the Unlimited card, and now that we've got them back with some reduced pricing, which is always lovely to see, a kind of another way to entice us into getting the cards again. But we're back as Unlimited members with Unlimited cinema at Cineworld. So we're going to chat about what it was like on our thought process getting back on board, getting back into having the Unlimited cards and the Unlimited accounts. So stay tuned for that. And also, Ian has a book review. He was really into talking about his books this week. So instead of just completely ignoring his request to have the review out there, we're putting it in this bonus edition as well. So we have a book review today and, of course, the chat about returning to Cineworld Unlimited. Please enjoy this bonus edition of the Good Bit Podcast. Thank you very much.
Anyway, talk about having the cards back. I want to talk about
having the cards back, yes. Yeah. And I want to recommend my book.
Yes, okay, cool. All right, so
I think you need to branch out.
Do a book podcast?
No, just...
I think we need to do a Netflix.
Have a wee book...
Section.
All right, well, we used to have Ewan's Misery Corner, where he would do an Agony Aunt segment, and people would write in.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to do it, and it was good.
Yeah, it was good fun.
Writing
fun
about what horrible films they've seen.
No problems.
Just problems in their way.
And you solved them.
Yeah, I know.
We could maybe answer questions on the secrets of successful marriage.
Yeah.
Is that microphone too far away?
So, we could do segments. So, yeah, let's do like a book segment then. So, what is your book?
Are we going into that now?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no rules here.
You adjusted your mic. Well, we're talking about Saltburn and establishment and things like that. And happily, I've got a book that talks about establishment and the arts and how the establishment seeks to protect itself, and then the things that threaten it culturally, then latterly become the new establishment. You know, the establishment just swallows that up, you know?
Yeah.
And so essentially it's this book here. Right? It's very interesting. I didn't think it was going to be much, but it turns out it's brilliant. And it's called Love and Let Die.
Oh, very nice.
By John Higgs. And he's a brilliant writer, fantastic writer. I'm on another book of his. He's written many books. And this is about the Beatles and James Bond. It's using the Beatles and James Bond. Because the Beatles' first single ever, Ewan, I don't know if you knew this.
I don't know if I did.
But the very first recording to be released by the Beatles, Love Me Do, was released on the 5th of October 1962. And on the same day was the premiere of Dr. No.
Ah.
Mm.
And basically it talks about the links all the way through the 60s, 70s, 80s, and the links between the Beatles and Bond, and culturally how Bond kind of represented the establishment, the Beatles represented a sort of a new wave of working class cultural heroes, right, which happened in the beginning of the 60s, you know, and it's basically how they kind of interweave between one another. And how they have had to change. So it's actually quite interesting on how the character of Bond has had to change up until the last film, and where they literally killed him off.
Yeah.
Because they had to, in order to sort of make a statement about, well, there needs to be a new kind of man now and all this kind of, and it was quite interesting. I'd never thought about any of that. And the music. So anyway, it's about, but essentially it's about establishment, about, you know, one representing that, one representing the working class, and how, you know, now we have Sir Paul McCartney, Sir Ringo Starr, and they are kind of
they've become the establishment
of modern music, or they've not become it, but they've been made a part of it in order for the establishment to continue to survive. They've swallowed them up, as it were, you know. So anyway, John Higgs, he's a really good writer, so have a look.
That does sound good, actually. Really interesting. No Time to Die, great film. Did you enjoy it?
I loved it. I loved it. Of course I did.
I know you did, but just in case it cuts a new one, you know what I mean? Sometimes when they make new ones, they just... Some things are not the same.
No, I really liked it because there was a lot of references to Ian Fleming. Lots and lots of references. Lots of stuff in there that actually is from... particularly You Only Live Twice and a bit of Doctor No.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I did have a plan ages ago to do some form of, like, Bond watch-through or something like that, because I've not seen them all, and I would like to watch them all for the first time and then talk to you about them and hear your perspective.
I can't believe that. Yeah. I can't believe you've not seen them all.
I have the box set of them all and I've watched them all, so... Wow. Yeah, we can do that. We could maybe chat about them. But I asked you that a few years ago, and I think you said, oh, yeah, I've got lots of ideas for it, but we just never ended up doing it, so...
Yeah, I know.
I'd like to do that and then bank them, so when we're in a situation like this where I don't have any more to put out, we just put them out, you know? That may be quite good. But we're going to do, like, actor deep dives and stuff. We're going to do, like, Michael Caine and stuff like that, but I don't know if it's got much of a shelf life, if I'm honest, for people who aren't as good as us.
Yeah. See, the thing is, when you put us on a podcast, me in a podcast, I don't want to speak for you know the glamorous one over here, but
the diva
but I have a feeling that basically I noticed that when a podcast comes out and I'm in it, that a new one comes out quite soon afterwards. Because no buggers watched it. You know? It's like Italian Job, yeah, that went well. Oh God, a film from the 60s that nobody wants to watch anymore. No, thank you. No.
Should have done it on the remake.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
Was that Edward Norton?
Is Edward Norton in it?
Yeah. But he was like contractually had to do it, he didn't want to do it.
Yeah. He says that.
Yeah. He says, I know exactly.
Because it bombed.
Bloody awful.
I'm trying to make a joke, but it's not coming. But yeah, but speaking of coming with you, we've joined the Unlimited Cine World Tickets Club again. It was something we were doing a lot back when we were in college years and years ago, which is nearly 10 years ago, by the way.
Done.
But yeah, over COVID and over the lockdown period, the subscriptions ran out, and I was like, yeah, there's nothing really coming out just now, and then there's all the strikes and that sort of thing, so I never had a card for about 2 years, and my cinema going definitely took a dip, and I always wanted to go see these obscure films, because I loved that. I love going to see ones that no one's seen, you know what I mean? Yeah. And I know about them and stuff. There's something about it. I don't know why I like that. But
NT Lives as well, I mean, you get, okay, you have to pay more for them, but
yeah.
It's only half price.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was my favourite thing, and I want to get back to that again. I used to love, because you had the cinema card, I loved the fact that you could go, right, I'm going to go and see that. I haven't got a clue who's in it. I don't know what it is. I don't even know what's going to happen.
I don't even know if it's funny
or whatever. It's called this. And all right, I'm going to go. And you'd go and see it. And you go so many of these that you forget the titles of them. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I've never done that before. But it's, you get some real gems.
Yeah.
And I love that. I want to get back to that, you know.
The ones I can think of, American Animals, totally random.
Oh, yeah.
When have you seen that again? Probably never. Bad Times of the El Royale. You remember that one?
Yeah.
What I was like, okay, it's cool.
That's when I fell asleep. When I went to see it, right? I went to see it. I didn't know John Hannah was in it. Somebody said, oh, John Hannah's really got...
What was the film? What was the film?
Not John Hannah. John Hamm.
What was the film you went to see? You probably don't remember. You went to see, you fell asleep at the opening credits and woke up when it was finished.
Was that one? Was it that
It wasn't
one?
That one, no. That was... Oh, that was
did you went back to see it?
Yeah, that was an Almodovar film. Pedro Almodovar film called... I've subsequently, it's one of my favourite films.
Pedro Almodóvar. Who is it?
Almodóvar.
Almodóvar.
Talk about we're talking about Saltburn.
Mm-hmm.
If you like that kind of what's her name? Patricia Highsmith kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely go and see this film that she's looking up right now.
Yeah.
It was made
Pedro
Almodóvar.
This can't be right.
So,
I've got it through there. I bought it
for a year. The unlimited card.
Yeah, it's £130 now for a year.
Okay.
Or £10.99 a month. You need to sign up for a minimum of 3 months.
Okay, so 3 months. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's great value if you're going to go. It made me go more when I had it. My mum used to say, why are you paying for that if you wouldn't go if you didn't have it? And I said, well, I go because I've got the card.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I want to get my money's worth. But it used to be you pay for two films, and if you went every week, you were doubling your investment, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now it's the price of one film. It's really good. Mm-hmm. So,
not in all the cinemas.
No, it has to be graded. Within you.
Yeah. But no, it's really good value.
That film was Julieta. Julieta. I don't know how you pronounce it in Spanish, but Julieta is great.
Yeah.
It's really good. I went to see it, sat down, and during the trailers, I fell asleep, and then I was woken up by someone passing me in the aisle on the way out.
Oh, yeah.
So I went the next night.
So embarrassing.
But, I mean, that's the wonderful thing. I was thinking about that. You know, if you need somewhere warm to go, you'd be probably cheaper having a Cineworld card at the moment than actually renting a flat. Mm.
Yeah.
Spend all day in the cinema.
Speaking of that, I went to see Poor Things at The View when it was the most recent storm.
Uh-huh.
Storm Jocelyn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know. And The View was, and The View that I was at had, you come out of the cinema and it's at the top of stairs, and downstairs the doors were just open because the cinema was open, but they didn't close the doors in the middle of a storm. So as the film was going on, you could feel the doors flying open downstairs.
Oh, man.
And then there was an emergency exit at the back, and that flew open. So at one point near the end of the film, it got really blowy and cold inside the cinema. And I thought it was by design. I was like,
because
the film kind of, you know, changes a little bit at the end. You know, they're on the boat and it's very windy. I thought it was on purpose,
excellent.
But it turns out it was just a storm.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Oh, I wouldn't like to be in the highest cinema in, what is it, in Britain?
Europe.
Yeah. Yes.
During a storm. Yeah. No, thanks.
Safe place to go, though. Kind of. I like the fact
it's still
that...
It's still up.
I like the fact you get the discounts in the concessions as well, the Starbucks downstairs. Although they're funny with that, I recently read the small print, which I should have done before. Wise words. 25% off like popcorn and drinks and stuff like that, right? But if you go to Starbucks, it's only 10%.
Because
it's not the cinema, it's Starbucks.
Tell me, because when we had to restart again, but then what we did is we synced up to our black cards.
Yes.
So we're back on them.
Happened to me too. I was actually looking just to start fresh. I was like, I don't care, I'll start at the red cards. As if Iona's doing the same thing. I wanted a new picture and stuff on my card.
Yeah.
So I phoned them and like, oh no, we can see your account, we'll just...
You have to give it to them, actually. They do make it easy.
Yeah.
It's not complicated. You messed it up.
I did not mess it up. You mess it. Easy. We spent about 3.5 hours one night trying to phone the right number and things. It's not easy. Don't feel silly if you don't find it easy.
No.
Am I looking into the right camera?
Yeah.
What's the what?
The black card. What's the difference?
You get...
Just after a certain amount of...
Yeah, yeah. So then you're a professional theatre goer.
That's it.
I'll never get there.
Cinema. Movie theatre.
So red card is 10% off other stuff.
Okay.
Black card is 25% off, so it's a significant jump apart from Starbucks. But also when it comes to uplifts of the other films, so for like 3D, 4DX, 3D you get for free, but 4DX is only like an extra £4 or something like that, or Super Screen is like £2 more.
Mm. Okay.
So you get more discounts if you've been there for a year.
So you just pay £2 for it?
Yeah.
So it's just after a year you
After
go
a year you go black card, yeah.
And so then is there another level?
No, that's it.
That's
so
as you can go.
Super Screen, I mean...
They're like a gold card.
Yeah, it'd be good though, a bronze card. Yeah, like the Super Screen is one thing, but I don't know if you would pay extra if you didn't have the card.
I've got a question.
Yeah, go on.
Add-ons. So you know, like if, you know, when we have sort of special features.
Right.
You know, extra chatting, talking points, if you like.
Add-ons to this.
Oh, aye. Yeah. Anyway, so talking point, right? Is a Super Screen worth it? Because you have to pay extra money for a bigger screen. But is it worth it?
Or bigger screen?
Is it just a rubbish kind of IMAX?
It's a rubbish kind of IMAX, but it depends what you're looking for. So I like the fact that it's the huge cinema that it's in. Mm. It's got different floors, as it looks like, you know? So if you're going to go see a big blockbuster, great.
Mm.
Not that much of a difference if it's just your standard film.
Yeah.
Also, no, it's not that great if it's quiet and you get the Super Screen.
Exactly.
Because
it's empty.
Yeah.
Because then you're just paying for a bigger room as well as a bigger screen.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're like...
Get a sore neck.
Yeah. If you're like down at the front.
Mm. That sounds like heaven.
Oh, you like
bigger room and there's no people there. Yeah.
But sometimes if it's a comedy or something, I like the...
Oh, yeah.
I like the communal laughter.
Yeah. What if there's roaring of laughter watching Poor Things and you're going...
Well, yeah, you don't
what are you laughing at?
Getting annoyed with it.
What, what's your opinions on
that funny?
Stop laughing.
Calm down.
It's obvious. Obvious humour, isn't it? Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I mean, you're forcing your enjoyment there.
What is your opinion on the 4DX ones?
I've not been to one.
You know, I don't know if you like it.
I wanted to take her to a Star Wars film without in it, but I'm not allowed, I don't think.
Really?
You know, it gives you a list of rules.
Oh,
people,
yeah.
people who should not go to a 4DX film, I'm on the list.
Well, I do see the advert for it, and they're going on their motorbikes, and
it's not quite
it doesn't
extreme.
Sell it to me.
It's not that like that.
It's not like that at all.
I don't want to feel like I've fallen off a motorbike.
And you don't want to get ruin your hairstyle.
We
you
did
know,
something similar
water.
In Disney, didn't we? And we got sprayed
on. We were hanged.
No, we got London Dungeons.
Yeah.
No, we got sprayed on and shaken a bit.
Oh, it was a spacecraft, wasn't it, or something?
It was a film. We're watching a film. So that was quite good. Why now, didn't I wouldn't enjoy it? I would be screaming
I don't know.
With glee.
I don't know. It's not quite as extreme as the trailer. But, like, I went to see a film that I thought would be perfect for 4DX. Like, I think it was, like, Assassin's Creed, or I went to see one of the Marvel films or something. You just get battered. Like, they just punch your back and stuff.
Yeah.
I saw Gregor that he came out and he said, I just got a bad back.
You just get hit in the back and stuff. Mm. But the best film I saw 4DX was Frozen 2.
Oh.
Because... it's like there's a bit where she's like, you get cold. It's like the smell of ice. There's a bit where she's like gliding across water and you feel like you're gliding with her.
And how do you?
The smell of ice.
What I don't know.
Dry ice. What do they do to make you feel like you're gliding across water?
It blows wind in your face and your chair's raised.
Oh, right.
And it's kind of moving you forward.
Oh.
Yeah. It was actually good.
It's quite good.
It was quite fun. The smell of ice.
The smell of ice.
There you go.
It doesn't have a smell.
It does. Does that when it snows?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I can see it.
It's like a title for a new dance show.
Smell of ice. Yeah.
No, but it was, though. It was good.
I think you get a sore neck.
You do get a bit like that.
So
and they go, there's like things here, and then it goes like... And it catches you off guard a little bit.
Okay.
Went to see Triple X with Vin Diesel. I didn't go with Vin Diesel, he was in the film. and then it's like bullets, and it's like they're whizzing past your face.
Yeah.
Okay. Getting splashed.
And maybe that could be a, you know, we could maybe do an outside broadcast. And
I would probably make a noise during that film.
Oh, yeah, I would love to see your reaction.
I'd probably
you
make
just
a
come
noise.
Out, it's like you've come off a roller coaster and your hair's everywhere. I feel like part of me has died, another part has just been born.
I'm sure there was another one that I went to see, I thought it was like an action film, but there was an awful lot of like just dialogue, like just long dialogue scenes, and the seat was like still moving. I was like, why is it moving? It's just like moving. I'm shaking, they're just like talking.
I saw Toy Story 4 before the X, and every time the toys went like that, when Andy was coming, the chair went doo doo. See if it was if you were going...
part of it.
Yeah.
Aww.
Anyway, well, it's good to be back at the cinema, so we're looking forward to going to see the more obscure ones again. And now, when we're doing this weekly, chatting about some more current films, then we've got a place to come and talk about them, even if they aren't as exciting as one would think, or one would hope, I should say.
Lovely. Well, thanks for having us.
No, thank you for having us over and bringing
don't,
you in
I mean,
again.
I don't feel we're very good at talking about films because I forget. Am I supposed to make notes during the film or something?
This is something Iona started doing. She says it's helped her, but she forgets everything anyway.
Yeah.
So she needs to write stuff down. Okay. So it's up to you.
Okay. I've already forgotten what I've said about the films.
Yeah.
It's up to you. You're thinking you're not going to be back anyway, so just sit back and enjoy the film, Amanda.
You two have always had this thing where you're going to start something, like a podcast or a thing.
Well, it certainly wasn't going to be talking about films.
Yeah. But this could be the social media series like we just played with you talking about going in to see The Wooden Claw.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You could like talk about whatever.
We could answer questions on, you know...
Agony.
Agony. We could couples therapy.
Oh, in the name of God.
You could give me and Iona advice for lasting so long as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
How long? You said the last episode, how long together?
30 years.
Just saying.
There you go. Mm.
Last week.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm. It's a long time. It's longer than that.
Living long time. We're long time. Old school establishment.
Because I was sort of courting you, winching for a couple of years up to that, you know.
I liked the Pit Lockery post.
I know. How that nice. Was nice, wasn't
How nice.
Mm-hmm. So we're legends.
Yeah.
Pit Lockery legends.
Pit Lockery legends.
Okay. Legends will do. Calm your jets.
We'll leave it there. Yes. Leave it there. Podcast legends now. Thank you, everybody, for listening and watching this episode of the Good Bit Podcast. Take care of yourselves, and we'll catch you all down the road.